Duluth's Mike Waldron served as a Marine during the first Iraq invasion. 5 years after coming home, he says he began experiencing symptoms of PTSD.
That's when I fell into the severe panic attacks. I thought they were heart attacks, and I was going to the hospital for them, thinking I was dying.
Waldron went to the hospital 5 times, but physically there was nothing wrong with him. As time went on, he says he began to have more trouble with daily life.
I stopped taking care of myself. I moved out of state, so I didn't have my family or friend support network, and I realized it was very difficult for me to trust other people. I had a hard time making friends, so I was isolated.
He got counseling and medication, but Waldron says it didn't work for him. He began to lose hope and didn't understand what was happening. That is, he says, until he started getting better.
I began working out and getting more involved in the community, and those two things combined were the biggest reasons I was able to pull out of the severe PTSD.
Waldron says the endorphins from exercise helped ward off his anxiety and feelings of hopelessness. Now, Waldron helps vets connect with community members and overcome their anxiety or depression as the Duluth chapter director of Team Red, White, and Blue.
So generally, we go out in the Duluth Superior area 40 times a month, and we do different physical activities and social activities.
Activities like rock climbing.
Put your right foot up there, up a little higher.
Caitlin Wood is climbing on a rock wall blindfolded as part of an exercise to build trust with team members. She and her husband recently moved to the area and decided to give it a go.
I think it's a good group for people who want to get out and do things. They just don't know how to do it, you know, and it just kind of brings people out. So I think it's a good cause for especially vets.
Her husband, Kevin, agrees. He served as a flight medic with the Minnesota National Guard.
You can tell that there's a lot of camaraderie with the group, so that kind of takes you back to the experiences that you've had in the military. So it definitely helps as far as getting together with people that have had similar experiences.
Victor Rigling of Duluth hasn't served in the military, but that doesn't stop him from hanging out with this group of veterans.
You know, seeing veterans get out, and a lot of people don't realize how isolated they really are. So being able to get out and help them, you know, get active and find a place back in the community has just been fantastic.
Buffy Munsell is a Hayward native that has taken part in Team Red, White, and Blue. A veteran of the Air Force Reserves, Munsell says she began experiencing PTSD after being sexually assaulted in the military and working with fallen service members at the Air Force mortuary.
What I want to make stop is the flashbacks and the nightmares and the anxiety and the depression and the feeling that I don't have control over my mind because it overtakes it.
But she says working out and spending time with the team has helped.
It does something to my mind. It releases those natural chemicals where I don't need antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications.
Munsell says she's just a happier person all around. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.